Good morning. It is good in the house to be in the house with the Lord.
Amen. Good morning.
Let us open our Bible and read Psalm chapter 21, verses 1 to 13. Psalm chapter 21, verses 1 to 13. The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips. Selah. For thou preventest him with the blessings of goodness. Thou sittest a crown of pure gold in his head. He asked life of thee, and thou givest it him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceeding glad with thy countenance. For the king trusted in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High, he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. The right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device, which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, when thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon thy strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so we will sing and praise thy power. Let us pray. Let us give thanks to God for all the blessings received from him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, your loving kind, your tender loving care to us. Thank you for all answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, for the whole week you sustain us. Thank you, Lord, for the countless blessings you bestow upon us. Yes. We thank you and praise you in whatever situation we pass through. We will honor you and praise you and obey you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you, Lord, we confess and renounce our sins as you said in your word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us our stubbornness, unforgiveness, anger, the spirit of doubt, laziness, bad stewardship, breaking the Sabbath, worldliness, and lack of self-control. Lord, cleanse us and purify us. We commit ourselves not to do them again. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests to God. Hear our prayer and listen to our cry, Lord. We believe in your promises that whatever we ask according to your will, you will answer us. Lord, we pray you make a way and help us to meet all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family Pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who will be a good example to the people around them. We pray to bless them, sustain their needs, and protect them from the work of the devil. Help them, Lord, to continue to do your will in their lives. We pray to anoint each husband with the Holy Ghost to lead their families the path that you want them to go through. Give them wisdom, good health, strength, and good income. We pray for every wife to bless them, give them strength, and help them to live a submissive life to your word and to their husband. Help them as a parents to unite in training their children in holy living. We pray, Lord, help them to be like Christ's image to their children. We pray for the children to be obedient to your word and to their parents. We pray for the children to do well in their studies. We pray for our parents to grant them good health, strength, strengthen them as they do their responsibilities and be a good blessing to others. We pray for our siblings, lead them in the right way of life. We pray for all the single parents to strengthen them and provide for them and raise their children in the godly way. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you've given to us. We pray, Lord, to bless our jobs and the places that we are working. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly master. Lord, we pray to give us new clients, new investors, customers, and income, so we will receive our salaries on time and give our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others. Bless the work of our hands and help us to do your will in our lives. Lord, bring our salvation to the people that we are working with in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our brothers and sisters, bless them, anoint them with the Holy Spirit, and lead them into the path that you want them to go. Help them to persevere, to be faithful in facing the pressure of this world. Lord, we pray to protect them, provide for them, heal them, Lord, and solve their problems, provide jobs for those jobless. Embrace them with your love in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back homes in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in our accommodations, in our working places to be saved. Lord, help us to evangelize and preach your word to them. We pray to do miracles and wonders in the life of the lost souls. Lord, we pray to open their hearts and minds to believe and obey your word that you are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, Armenia, and America. Lord, we thank you and praise you for all the places that allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray to bless and help our brethren in those countries. We pray for the salvation of the lost in all those places. Lord, we pray to give us favor in the sight of those who are in government and provide all the logistic and documents needed. Lord, reduce the prices of rent, water, electricity, internet, telephone, transport, petrol and gas cylinder, and the task bills in all those places. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and regulations and laws in those countries and to be a good citizens. Lord, protect and prosper all those places so we too, your church, will be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve the Lord. Lord, we lift up unto you all the ministries of the church. We pray to bless and spread the congregations to other places and countries not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to reveal yourself to them, Lord, through visions and dreams. Lord, we pray to bless the church school, the church clinic, church banking, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, children and youths under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, the publication, and the website. Lord, we pray for revival in the church. Lord, we pray to add to us more workers. Lord, we pray for backsliders to come back to you and back to the church. We pray for more families and workers to join the church, and we pray for unity among the church members. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray to grant us the spiritual gifts that we need for your church to be built. Help us, Lord, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifests in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us for your coming, that we will go with you when you come. Let us now pray for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us with the Holy Ghost in order to honor you in our lives as a living sacrifice into your presence. Humble us, Lord, to obey and follow you more and do your will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs, our giving, and the message today. Let your message transform us and change us to be like you, Lord, that we may bring glory, adoration in your precious and holy name. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Praise God. Good morning. Let's now read the psalm. Let's open our Bible to Psalm 98. Psalm 98. Seek unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness hath he openly shown in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp, all the earth. Make loud noise and rejoice and sing a praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp, with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with the trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord, the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. Let us stand and let us sing joyfully unto the Lord. Here we are.
Here we are, lifting our hands to you. Here we are, giving you thanks for all you do. And as we praise and worship your holy, when we fall, for you have always been right beside us, leading us all along the way, and we made it true because
days we
see for all that's yet to be. The trials we may have to face, when we'll be leaning on your grace, it will be your strength that saves us, your love that makes us strong, and through it all.
Yes, O God, we thank you and we praise you because you have made your salvation known from all there. Your righteousness hath you openly shown in the sight of the heathen. Let us sing now, I know it is come my soul. Let your blood cover our sins.
I know you rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sin. I believe. I believe.
Hallelujah.
My shame is taken away. My pain is filled in His name. I believe. I believe.
Thank you because you live, we have hope. we have peace because we know the one who watched over Israel will neither sleep nor slumber. Thank you for watching our going in and our going out from now and forever. Draw me close to you.
Draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again to hear you say that I'm your friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. It's not else could take your place to feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find a way, bring me back to you. You're all I want. You're
God to draw us near to you, near to him, there's a perfect place to be at his feet. Let us down at his feet. Down at the feet of Jesus, it means that we are willing to listen, willing to humble down, willing to submit to his will, and to his word, and the voice of the Holy Spirit. Down at your feet, O Lord.
Down at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. Oh Lord, I live to worship you.
Yes, O God, we thank and we praise you, God. Thank you, Lord, teach us your ways and guide us and help us, O God, to continue, Lord, to be at your feet willing, to submit to you and understand your word and your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us be seated. And now come the time of giving. And I will continue to expound what the apostles say in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 13. They say, do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple? And they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altars. Apostle Paul, this word in particular, it reminds us that the word of God in the Old Testament, we need to read, we need to understand, and we need to apply in our lives. He reminded them of his teaching to them that come from the scriptures, that those who have been set aside to be full-time and the ministries of God need to be supported by those whom God had called, and the ministers of God, labor and ministers. We spoke about how God secured to them their places of living, giving them cities, houses, and suburbs for their cattle. Today, I will speak from Numbers chapter 18. Numbers chapter 18, and what God spoke to Aaron, the priest, the full-time minister who has no inheritance. He told them, you don't have inheritance, you don't have land, you know. But he secured to them, the Lord is your inheritance. In Numbers chapter 19 and verse 8 to verse 10, this is for today. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, behold, I also have given thee the charge of my heave offerings. You are responsible on the heave offerings. The heave is what had been lifted up to God to be given to God. The heave offering of all the hollow things of the children of Israel, whatever they hollow things they offer, Aaron is responsible on it. And to thee have I given them by reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by an ordinance forever. This shall be thine of the most holy things. In all of this I give to you by the anointing. Since I have anointed you as a priest, it will be given to you and to your sons. And this shall be thine of the most holy things. What is his share? Reserved from fire, whatever things reserved from fires, that will be the share of Aaron. Every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render unto me, shall be most holy for thee and for thy sons. In the most holy place shall thou eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy unto thee. You know, we have here your son. We did not hear your daughter. You know why? Because certain offering was to the priest and his sons while they were working in the temple. And there are other offerings. It can be given to their daughters and their wives, the rest of their family members. But he and his sons, there are certain offerings. They have to eat it, the most holy things. These are the meat offerings. What is meat offering? Meat offering, they give it with every burnt offering. Now, I need to explain this to you in the New Testament concept. The burnt offerings, it is required morning and evening. They bring the sheep or the ox or the whatever. They will slaughter it. They will burn it on the altar of the burnt offering. The whole of it is except the skin. The skin will be given to the priest who offer it. Now, what is the value of this? The value of this is the fire on the altar to continue. In the morning, they put one beast. In the afternoon, 3 o'clock, towards the evening, they will put another beast to continue until morning. Next day, when they will put the next beast for a burnt offering. That means the ministry have to continue. Every day praying, every day reading the Bible, and the end of the week, in the Sabbath, they will put, in addition to the morning and evening sacrifice, they will put another burnt offering with their meat offerings. You know, these meat offerings, it should come from the people to contribute to maintain the ministries, the house of God. All the things that's needed, it come from the contribution. The share of the priest and his son with this meat offering, with this burnt offering, is the meat offerings. Meat offerings, I will read about it in the book of Leviticus chapter 6, verse 14 to 18. This is the law of the meat offering. The son of Aaron shall offer it before the Lord, before the altar, and he shall take of it his handful of the flour of the meat offering and of the oil thereon, and all the frankincense which is upon the meat offering, and shall bear it upon the altar for ye for a sweet savour, even the memorial of it unto the Lord. And the remainder thereof shall Aaron his son eat. With unleavened bread shall it be eaten in the holy place, in the court of the tabernacle of the congregation, they shall eat it. That is the meat offering. They bring 1 ephah of flour, fine flour, they put oil on it, and they will put over it frankincense, contribution from the people. The priest will come and take all the frankincense and part of it, and whatever his heart can take, and throw on the altar of the burnt offering, and the rest he will eat it, and with his son in the holy place. I will go back to Numbers 18, and I will speak about another offering that they were offering. We read about sin offering, and we read about trespass offering. We know Christ had paid the price for our sins. And we need only to confess our sins, and we need to renounce them. How they were doing this trespass offering? The one who sinned, come and acknowledge his sin. And when he acknowledged his sin, he will pay what he has taken or what he has destroyed. When we sin, Christ forgive us our sins, but our trespasses that we did and caused damages that we need to restore, that we need to compensate. You know, before they bring the offering to the priest, they have to make it right. When they come to the priest, and in the New Testament, when they come to the pastor or the leader of the church, they need to open up. And we need to give them the solution how to come out from that sin. And we will show them the consequence of their wrongdoing they need to bear. This was the work of the priest. He will ask them what they did and what they need to do to pay what they have taken, they have caused damages, they add to it one fifth, and when that done, they bring a trespass offering. A trespass offering, because at that time there is no blood of Jesus yet shed, but we have it. When the priest slaughtered it, if the blood of it will be brought to the most holy place, it will be only to be burned. If not, it will be given to the priest. He need to eat it, he and his sons. That was part of their maintenance while they were serving the Lord in the temple. You ask me, why you are explaining this? Paul wrote it in the New Testament. And he said, you don't know? Do you not know? So we're supposed to know, right? We need to know what was going on. You know, what is going on nowadays? Taking advantage of the blood of Jesus, forgetting all what God had ordained to be honored and to be followed. Let's continue to be in the presence of the Lord. Let us collect our tithes, offerings, and our first fruit to God. Let us meditate on all what we had, hear from scriptures, and apply them in our lives. Thank you, God, for your love and care and mercy, for your admonishment to us, your correction, your guidance to us, to help us to continue to persevere, to maintain the ministry and the service and the teaching of your word, to guide your people with the full truth of yours. Thank you for all those who committed their lives to serve you, to give their life as a burnt offering, to maintain the ministry of God, to maintain the fire burning on your altar and your church, to persevere, to continue on earth, to proclaim your word and your will. Thank you for all the sacrifices. Thank you for all the offerings. Thank you for all the prayers that have been given. Thank you, Lord, for all the material things that have been sacrificed and given, the material, the money, the cash that the people contribute. Bless them, O God, and reward them, O God, as they do your will. Let your name be magnified and glorified. Use all this money, O God, to maintain the glory of your name, O God, on earth until you come, that your righteousness, your salvation, to be made known to all the heathen. Thank you, God. Reward your people. Open the windows of heaven and bless them. Material blessing and spiritual blessing. Bless them with healing and grace and miracles and wonders. Oh, God, we thank and we bless you. These are our prayers in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's continue worshiping the Lord and hearing the message of today.
This is the message of God today through His servant Dr. Amis, entitled "With Right Resources for Money, Save and Don't Waste, Part 2. Right Resources for Money, Save and Don't Waste, Part 2. Lord God, we praise and honor your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all the things you've given unto us, and most especially your word that give us instructions in life. Lord, as we listen to your message, help your people to put into their mind to adopt the lifestyle of frugality to all the resources they have, thinking this temporal is entrusted only to us to use for your purpose and meet our needs here on earth. Anoint my lips, O God, to deliver your message, to give conviction to them who hear this, in Jesus' name. Amen. We continue to speak in this message about how to be a good steward for the things that God given to us. There are things in our houses and churches like clothes, shoes, toys, socks, books, laptops, mobiles, furniture, booklets, cables, lights, chairs, microphones, and musical instruments. All these can be repaired and maintained and reused, and no need to spend in replacing them every now and then. We find people changing their mobiles and laptops periodically and without a valid reason, and they are not aware it is all wastage of money. Their love for the new trend of gadgets has clouded their vision. We also find this happening in our churches. They periodically upgrade their musical instruments, sound systems, and other appliances to keep pace with the changing world, not realizing that is unnecessary expenses and could very well be avoided. Other things in our houses and churches can be recycled to suit other purposes. Used papers can be used as scratch papers. Old papers can be used to make envelopes. For example, the envelopes that we use in our congregations for tithes and offerings are made from used papers. God will continue to give us the wisdom how to use things and manage our lives successfully with fewer expenses. Purchase of small and expensive items may not make us feel the pinch, but over a period of time, it will count the cost. It will certainly become a huge expenditure. Then we will certainly regret our foolish behavior for having saved that money for a rainy day. Some of us may be tempted to think and even to say it is just a small amount of money. But if you calculate it for how many years you will do it, it will be a large sum of money that you can save and direct to do something noble. For example, a pair of expensive unbranded glasses can cost $3, but we buy an expensive pair of glasses for $150 just because it is branded. Then we change it every 3 to 4 years just because it became slightly worn out. A large amount of things that many people throw can be still used and reused. We need not to do the same what others are doing just to follow the trend. They will throw away a brand new thing just because they don't like the color or the design, and for a minor reasons will spend much money to buy a new thing. Let us not follow people who waste resources, but show them the way to thrifty living. In this world, the business of secondhand goods is quite widespread. Goods like clothes, furniture, utensils, the electrical appliances are repaired and recycled and sold again. We as families, members, and workers in the Church of God should be an exclusive business center encouraging people to reduce, recycle, and reuse the resources available in our hands. Wisdom's instructions is to fear the Lord. Those who are humble and fear God will receive wisdom from God to manage life and the things entrusted to them in the best possible way. While those who do not fear God are proud and boastful, They will soon find their resources running dry. They will throw away things that God had placed in their hands as they consider them just average, when in reality they are valuable for the master's use if they are preserved. Pride strips them of godly wisdom, and for this reason, they are not able to value the resources that God has placed in their hands. Their pride blinds them from seeing things in a godly way and from doing things pleasant to God. But to those who are humble, will have their eyes open to see the true worth of God's resources and use them for His glory. Below is a story of a humble person who feared God and used the humble resources that he had to do marvelous work for God. Let us open our Bible and read Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 7 to 13. Jeremiah chapter 38, verses 7 to 13. Now when Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, one of the eunuchs which was in the king's house, heard that they had put Jeremiah in the dungeon, the king then sitting in the gate of Benjamin, Ebed-Melech went forth out of the king's house and spake to the king, saying, "My lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon. And he is like to die for hunger in the place where he is, for there is no more bread in the city." Then the king commanded Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, "Take thee from hence 30 men with thee, and take up Jeremiah the prophet out of the dungeon before he die." So Ebed-Melech took the men with him and went into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast lots and old rotten rugs, and let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, "Put now these old cast lots and rotten rugs under thine armholes under the cords." And Jeremiah did so. So they draw up Jeremiah with cords and took him up out of the dungeon. And Jeremiah remained in the court of the prison. Ebed-Melech, an Ethiopian eunuch, was not among the people of God, but his heart was tender toward Jeremiah, the prophet who was put in prison, and his life was threatened because he was preaching to them the word of God, asking them to surrender to the Babylonians. Ebed-Melech feared God, and he took the initiative to approach King Zedekiah to save the life of Jeremiah. When he took the permission from the king gave them 30 men to do it speedily, and what these men used were old cast cloths and old rotten rugs, and let them down by the cords. Notice that he used old rotten rugs. If it were someone else who had taken the king's approval, that someone probably would have used the most expensive and new clothes. Notice what the scripture says where he went. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 11. "Into the house of the king under the treasury, and took thence old cast cloths and old rotten rugs." The treasury was just nearby. Many today will produce a lengthy list of extravagant things to buy and will spend lavishly, making it a point to extract as much as they can from the treasury of the church when they ask to do something. People who are humble and God-fearing will be willing to work and operate even with the humble resources and at a minimum cost. Ebed-Melech was a compassionate man and was careful in his work. He did not throw the rotten rugs to Jeremiah, lest it fell into the mud, but he, in Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 11, Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 11, let them down by cords into the dungeon to Jeremiah. He ensured that it was handed over to Jeremiah in a clean state. So he called, put them clean under his armholes, and later on takes them out clean. He carefully instructed Jeremiah how to apply them. In Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 12. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 12. And Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian said unto Jeremiah, put now these old cast cloths and rotten rags under thine armholes under the cords. And Jeremiah did so. He instructed that to Jeremiah so his armholes would not be hurt by the cords. Ebed-Melech did not think of himself when he went to the king. He could have asked for the king's favor and permission to take leave from Jerusalem to save his own life. But he trusted God and went forward to rescue Jeremiah. The Lord rewarded him for his good work and ministry. God promised that he would deliver him and save him. And Jeremiah chapter 39 verses 15 to 18. Jeremiah chapter 39 verses 15 to 18. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying, go and speak to Ebed-Melech the Ethiopian, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they shall be accomplished in that day before thee. But I will deliver thee in that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt not be given into the hand of the men of whom thou art afraid. For I will surely deliver thee, and thou shalt not fall by the sword, but thy life shall be for a prey unto thee, because thou hast put thy trust in me, saith the Lord. The meaning of Ebed-Melech is servant of the king. We are the servants of the King of Kings, the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, let us learn how to serve faithfully, even with less and basic resources. Let us learn to be less demanding in our service. Let us be good stewards of the material things that have been entrusted to us. And let us teach and develop in our children, disciples, and others who want to serve God with us, the skills of good stewardship. When we homeschool the children in our church, we gave them desktop computers, Pentium 4, to work on. They have been used since 2004 until 2020. They are handled carefully by students to do some of their lessons, to watch lab experiments, and to do certain exams. Now let us read the story of the manger that became a cradle to a newborn baby. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, and to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be tasked with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Jesus was born in a stable and was laid in a manger, which by a definition is a trough or open box in a stable designed to hold fed or fodder for livestock. The manger was used by Joseph and Mary, and they made it a bed for Jesus. Old furniture can be adjusted and used for different purposes. In our church, we have a lot of furniture, sofas, chairs, tables, and cabinets that we had to pick up from garbage dumps. We fixed the wood, cleaned, painted, fixed the upholstery, and now they are put to good use. Notice that Mary used swaddling clothes to wrap her newborn baby. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in a swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Swaddling is an age-old practice of wrapping infants in blankets or sheets so that movement of the limbs is tightly restricted to keep the baby from being disturbed by his own startled reflex. It can also help the baby to stay warm. The swaddling clothes have another privilege over the ordinary infant clothes that are used nowadays. Technically, it can be prepared easily by the mother. It does not need to be replaced with a bigger size when the baby grows, and it does not need the mother to prepare the baby's shoes and socks. So it is economically far better for the parents. King Hiram, whose name also spelled Huram, was the one who aided King David and King Solomon in their building of the temple of God. Therefore, after King Solomon had finished the building, he rewarded King Hiram by giving him 20 cities. 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 10 to 13. 1 Kings chapter 9 verses 10 to 13. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years, when Solomon had built the two houses, the house of the Lord and the king's house. Now Hiram, the king of Tyre, had furnished Solomon with cedar trees and fir trees and with gold according to all his desire. That then King Solomon gave Hiram 20 cities in the land of Galilee. And Hiram came out from Tyre to see the cities which Solomon had given him, and they pleased him not. And he said, "What cities are these which thou hast given me, my brother?" And he called them the land of Kabul unto this day. The meaning of Hiram or Huram is noble born, and he did noble things in his contribution to building the temple of God and other important buildings. But what he did in response to what King Solomon gave was not noble. The 20 cities were located in a district in Galilee. He contemptuously called them Kabul, meaning binding. They were of no value to him, and he did not take them and be in binding relationship with King Solomon. Instead, he sent gold to King Solomon to convince him that he still hadn't received anything from him, to undermine King Solomon's gift and also to boast about his own worth. 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 14. 1 Kings chapter 9 verse 14. And Hiram sent to the king 60 talents of gold. But King Solomon used 20 cities for a noble purpose, as we can read here in 2 Chronicles chapter 8 verses 1 to 2. 2 Chronicles chapter 8 verse 1 to 2. And it came to pass at the end of 20 years where Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that the cities which Huram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. He prepared these cities and allowed people to live in them. When some people receive certain things that don't suit their standards, they refuse and return it. This is not good, because what they return is what God is rewarding them with. God's intention of giving them such things is to bless them and to add to their wealth. But in the process of succumbing to pride and a choosy attitude, they lose God's wealth. Certain times we do the same when we are granted certain things as a reward for our hard work. We refuse them and as a result, lose out on God's reward. As we read and examine the scriptures, we will learn how to avoid wastage and be thrifty. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 19 to 20. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verses 19 to 20. When thou shalt besiege a city a long time, and making war against it to take it, thou shalt not destroy the trees thereof by forcing an axe against them. For thou mayest eat of them, and thou shalt not cut them down, for the tree of the field is man's life, to employ them in the siege. Only the tree which thou knowest that they may be not trees for meat, thou shalt destroy and cut them down, and thou shalt build bulwarks against the city that make it war with thee, until it be subdued. God here taught the Israelites not to destroy the trees while they were waging war against the cities of their enemies. God wanted them to preserve the trees and segregate them for different purposes. Those trees that bore no fruit were to be cut and used for making a bulwark against that city. But those that bore fruit were not to be cut, but to be used as source of food. Trees are part of nature, and God wants us to preserve the natural resources and use them wisely. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 19. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 19. For the tree of the field is man's life. When I teach people about good stewardship, I tell them the following. If today you spend unwisely, then your children will be affected in the future because of your debt. If you use water unwisely, then your children will have less water to use. Wasting is one of the greatest enemies of mankind, an ally of the devil, and you should stop giving him your resources. Wasting is to deprive yourself of good things by giving them to your enemies. Wasting is to deprive your descendants of good things and giving them instead to the devil to use them against you. When we waste resources, we allow the enemy to rob us of this privilege and also our descendants of theirs. King Hezekiah acted wisely when he did not allow water resources to go to his enemy. Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, in 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 1 to 4. 2 Chronicles chapter 32, verses 1 to 4. After these things and the establishment thereof, Sennacherib, king of Assyria, came and entered into Judah and encamped against the fenced cities and thought to win them for himself. And when Hezekiah saw that Sennacherib was come and that he was purposed to fight against Jerusalem, he took counsel with his princes and his mighty men to stop the waters of the fountains which were without the city. And they did help him. So there was gathered much people together who stopped all the fountains and the brook that ran through the midst of the land, saying, "Why should the kings of Assyria come and find much water?" My dear and beloved, let us take heed from all the examples in this message how God's people were good stewards to what God had given to them, how they were thrifty and used all the resources wisely, how they preserved what God had given to them, and how they feared God and obeyed His word that helped them to pass trials and the time of scarcity. Let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that teach me to be good steward and to use my resources wisely in order that all my needs will be met and I will be able to pass the trials and the hardship that I'm passing in my life. Lord, I thank you for all the corrections and the admonishments that I received in this message. Lord, thank you for all the resources that you had placed in my hand to use them for your glory. Repent and renounce all your sins. Repent of pride, boasting, showing off, and spending much. Repent of your worldliness and your love for material things. Renounce your bad stewardship and wasting your resources. Repent of throwing things that are useful for you and replace them with things that are more expensive. Repent of your lack of humility and refuse receiving things from people which were sent by God to help you. Repent of your non-reading to God's word and lack of prayers. Lord, I repent and renounce the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to live according to your will, humbling myself and willing to go along your word and what we learned today from the message. Lord, I commit myself to be a good steward of my resources, willing to gather things and store them so I can use them for the future. Lord, I am willing to live according to your will and the good plan that you have for me. Lord, lead me always with your Holy Spirit and remind me to do what is right. In Jesus' name, amen.
God, at your feet, O Lord, is the most high place. In your presence, Lord, I seek your face. I seek your face. There is no higher calling, no greater honor than to bow and kneel before your throne. I'm amazed at your glory, embraced by your mercy. Oh Lord, I live to worship you. Oh Lord, I live to worship you.
Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and committed themselves to be good stewards to the resources that they received from you. Lord, continue to provide for them and make their lives as a good testimony to others to follow. Lord, bless us as a church and help us to continue to direct your people with your word so they will use their resources wisely and that all their needs will be met. Lord, lead us to teach new people those principles that we studied and they need in their lives.
Yes.
Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need in our lives to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible studies and congregation for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, prepare us for your coming to go with you when you come. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
I know he rescued my soul. His blood covered my sin. I believe. I believe. My shame is taken away. My pain is healed in his name. I believe. I believe. I raise a banner. My Lord has conquered the grave. My Redeemer. My Redeemer lives. My Redeemer.